from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary Kerry in Paris for peace talks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, along with top European and Arab diplomats, reaffirmed his support for a just, lasting, and comprehensive resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Mr. Kerry said in a joint communique issued after their meeting in Paris on Friday that a negotiated two-state solution is the only way to achieve an enduring peace, with two states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in peace and security. Participants underscored that the status quo is not sustainable and stress the importance of both sides demonstrating with policies and actions a genuine commitment to the two-state solution in order to rebuild trust and create the conditions for fully ending the Israeli occupation that began in 1967. Participants discussed possible ways in which the international community could help advance the prospects for peace, including by providing meaningful incentives to the parties to make peace. Four bodies have been found and 342 migrants rescued from a boat that capsized in the Mediterranean Sea early Friday. Josh Millman is a spokesman for the International Organization for Migration.
Unknown number are in the water now, and Greek vessels and helicopters are participating in a rescue effort.
Migration patterns, he says, are shifting.
Crete in the last 3 days has become extremely active, and today active could also be tragic.
The nationalities of the migrants have not been confirmed. An estimated 880 migrants and refugees died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea during the past week. That comes according to the UN Refugee Agency. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter is in Singapore for Asia's largest annual security forum known as the Shangri-La Dialogue. Attended by defense ministers and military chiefs from around the world, discussions will likely be dominated by China's continued buildup in the South China Sea. Secretary Carter warned last week that China is in danger of building a great wall of self-isolation with its South China Sea operations.
China, like other countries, will make its own choices. Obviously, we hope it makes a choice to a one that is cooperative with the system of security that has served this region so well for so long.
Besides the South China Sea, other areas for discussion are likely to include tensions on the Korean Peninsula, U.S.-China relations, and the rise of the Islamist militant movement in Asia. A survey by an independent Moscow-based polling agency has found that Russians believe their country has a triumvirate of main enemies: the United States, Ukraine, and Turkey, in that order. The findings of the Levada Center poll contain little new other than Turkey's inclusion in the top enemies list. Until recently, a majority of Russians viewed Turkey either neutrally or positively. According to polling data going back a number of years, the United States has long been seen by a considerable part of the Russian population as a potential threat and a source of global evil. A new report finds the situation in eastern Ukraine remains volatile 2 years after war broke out between Russia-backed armed separatists and the government. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, which issued the report in Geneva.
The latest UN figures show nearly 9,400 people have been killed and more than 21,500 others wounded since the conflict began in mid-April 2014. UN monitors say active fighting has decreased, but they warn the Minsk peace agreement is fragile and the situation could develop into a protracted conflict or escalate again. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani tells VOA there is a worrying increase in heavy weaponry near the contact line.
There have been strongly credible reports of servicemen from across the border from Russia coming into and out of Ukrainian territory. And the same goes for heavy weaponry as well. There have been very credible reports.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The report accuses the armed rulers of eastern Ukraine of widespread human rights violations and abuses. It says 2.7 million civilians living under their control have no freedom of expression, assembly, and association. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.